Just hours ago, the United States announced it is recalling its ambassador to Syria. That decision comes amid rising tensions over the assassination of former Prime Minister Rafiq al-Hariri yesterday in Beirut. There's no official word yet on who coordinated the attack. Many see Syria as a likely culprit. Syrian officials deny any involvement. The incident has once again sparked an already unsettled situation between Lebanon and its neighbor. Joining us now to talk about Lebanon-Syria relations is Michael Young, the opinion page editor from the Lebanese newspaper The Daily Star. Joins us by his phone from his home in Beirut. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
What is the scene in Beirut today?
It's quiet. The city is closed down for 3 days. Tomorrow there is the funeral of Hariri. And essentially, it's very quiet. The day has mostly been taken up with thousands of people going to pay their respects at Hariri's home.
Anyone claimed responsibility yet?
Well, there is some outfit, allegedly an Islamist group, that claimed responsibility. I'm very doubtful, though, of the authenticity of that. And indeed, I've heard later this afternoon that Al-Qaeda, in fact, denied that it was involved in that thing. I think that's a red herring.
There are some who believe, at least in world opinion, that Syria is behind this. Is that the sentiment among Lebanese people?
Yes, that's the pervasive sentiment in Lebanon, that Syria was behind this. Several opposition figures, including someone, a friend of Hariri and a politician who was recently the target of a car bomb attack, openly accused the Syrians and the Lebanese government of being responsible. But I was yesterday at Hariri's home, and I can assure you that it was a widespread feeling. In fact, the opposition released a statement yesterday blaming Syria and the Lebanese government for the attack and other attacks. And I can say that, in fact, there was absolutely no divergence between all the opposition groups. They all agreed on one thing, is that, that Syria should be mentioned by name.
Now, tell us a little bit about the situation that Mr. Hariri has criticized, the relations between Syria and Lebanon, the Syrian presence in Lebanon.
Well, actually, we should be very clear that Hariri had actually straddled the fence. Hariri had not formally joined the opposition. He had tried to straddle this, at least up to now. He had, in fact, refused to join the opposition. He had not criticized Syria, nor had he asked the Syrians to leave. The fear, apparently, was, though, that he was perhaps intending to fall on the opposition side, and that would have meant, a very powerful boost to the opposition. First of all, given the fact that he's a Sunni Muslim, and there are not many Sunnis in the opposition. Secondly, given his wealth, which would have certainly helped the opposition in parliamentary elections planned for spring. But it should be absolutely clear that this hit on Rafiq Hariri was not... nothing justified this. Of course, nothing justifies murder, but nothing even politically justified it at this point. He was still not opposing Syria and Lebanon.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. This would seem to be a rather heavy-handed and obvious tactic. I mean, Syria becomes sort of the first suspect in this. Does it make sense politically for Syria to be behind this at this time?
I think it's very important to understand that the mood in Damascus is very different than the mood in Washington or in Paris or in Beirut. I mean, we have to understand that they don't, assuming that they were responsible here, they don't perceive this kind of thing the same way that others do. Let me give you an example. Several months ago, they extended unconstitutionally the term of the Lebanese president, Emil Lahoud. That's what initially created this big clash between the opposition and Syria. Well, everyone agreed that that was a pretty dumb move on the part of the Syrians, except for the Syrians. In Damascus today, it's widely considered amongst at least the Syrian elite that that was a successful move. Yes, it provoked a backlash from the U.S. and France, but ultimately Syria managed to blunder through. And that's why, I mean, it is conceivable that if they were behind this, they could very well have calculated, all right, you know, we get rid of a very big obstacle, someone who has long been a thorn in our side, simply because he represents an alternative to Syrian power in Lebanon. And in the end, you know, we will get some backlash to that, but ultimately we'll be able to blunder through. I think they grossly miscalculated, if indeed they were responsible.
So you say public opinion doesn't matter much in Syria. Do they feel the need to justify their continuing presence in Lebanon? And if so, how do they do it?
Well, certainly not in Syria, but I fear that the big problem is that the Syrians have considerable contempt for Lebanese public opinion. And this has really been shown even more in the last couple of years. They have not considered Lebanese public opinion at all. They have dismissed it. They have not shown that it matters at all to them. In a sense, they have treated Lebanese public opinion as they would Syrian public opinion. The fact of the matter is that the Lebanese, in fact, like the Syrians, are not fools. And I think that this kind of treatment, this kind of behavior is, you know, is no longer acceptable today in this world.
So how seriously do you think they'll take these latest actions? The U.S. withdraws its ambassador, issues a harsh statement. Does that matter?
Well, I think that's symbolic at this point. Well, far more serious, we'll have to watch what happens at the United Nations. It is possible that they will arrive at some resolution, a new resolution on Syria. The fact is that there is now a UN resolution asking the Syrians, demanding that the Syrians leave Lebanon. The Syrians have refused to implement that. In April, the UN must issue a report on that, and if it is confirmed that the Syrians have neglected that resolution, there could be sanctions. Conversely, the United States could unilaterally impose more sanctions under a piece of domestic legislation known as the Syria Accountability and Lebanese Sovereignty Restoration Act. So there are ways to react with the Syrians. There is also the more informal stuff. It's that ultimately you can put pressure on Syria along the Iraqi border. You could perhaps ask the Israelis to do that in Lebanon or from the south. I mean, you know, there are a number of things that can be done. We have to see if the U.S. decides to do anything.
All right. Michael Young, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Michael Young is the opinion page editor for the Lebanese newspaper The Daily Star. He joined us from his home in Beirut. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.